Hello, this is my Easter week diary for April the 4th, 2018. Today is Wednesday in Easter week. Earlier today, at the celebration of the Holy Eucharist, one of the lessons appointed to be read is one of my favorite Bible stories from the New Testament. And because I'm of a particular age and grew up in the Pentecostal tradition, the way that I am most familiar with the story is as that story is relayed in the King James Version of the Bible. And so that's the version that I'm going to read for you now. This is a reading from the third chapter of the Acts of the Apostles. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple, and they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. Here ends the reading. This is a story that happens in the book of Acts, sometime after the outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And these healings are a manifestation of the Spirit's continued presence with the followers of Jesus. I find something amazingly poignant about the exchange between the man and Peter and John. I don't know how many times Peter and John had gone by the man at the beautiful gate. The man had been laid there daily. Presumably, Peter and John had seen him. Perhaps Peter and John had even offered and given the man a denarii or two. For whatever reason, Peter stops. And I love the language. He fastens his eyes on the man. And the man looks up, expecting to receive a coin or two. And I love the language. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to thee. What Peter has is the power of God, the resurrected power of Jesus. What he has is this moment of intense faith. Enough faith, not just for himself, but for the man. And there's this powerful healing. And this healing is more than any silver or gold coin. I wonder if the man thought about silver and gold as he was walking and leaping and praising God in the temple. Everyone knew who he was, and they were amazed by it. In the aftermath of the resurrection, the book of Acts tells us of many such instances where the healing ministry of the disciples continues. The healing ministry of Jesus continues through the work of the Spirit in and through those first followers, Peter and James and John and all the rest, and ultimately Paul and Silas and Timothy and Barnabas. The early church, it seems, had some connection with the resurrection to the extent that the risen life, as manifested in healing and wholeness, was evident to those who encountered these first followers of Jesus. Sometimes I wonder what we as the church of the 21st century have to give. We are constantly ourselves worrying about, do we have enough silver and gold? Do we have enough to balance the budget, to fix the roof, to pay the clergy? Do we have enough money to make it to another year? And sometimes, perhaps, visitors feel we're a little like the man at the beautiful gate, shaking our proverbial cup, hoping that visitors and passersby will give us a donation. What if we reversed the roles? What if instead of as the church we were, what if instead of worrying about what money we were going to get, what if we were worried, and by worried I mean concerned, to give away what we've received? What if we were concerned to give away the peace, the joy, the love, the gentleness, the faith? What if we were concerned to give away what we say we have received through the waters of baptism? What if we gave away the newness of life that we say the resurrection has brought forth? This is not Pollyanna. This is not ignoring the deep circumstances of the world. This is not to turn a blind eye to the sin and the violence and the hatred and the war and the anger and all the rest. But it is to say, as the people who follow Jesus, who have been sealed by the Spirit in the waters of baptism, we have something to speak into the world of sin and death. We have a new world, a new word of resurrection and life. What would it be if churches, my own congregation included, what would it be if we stopped looking at what we could get out of other people, how they could fill our pews, fill our offering plates, fill our open volunteer slots, and instead began to wonder about how can we give what we say we have received? How can we give and share the power of life, the good news of the resurrection? I wonder if we were somehow reinvigorated with the good news that we have been given, if we might find more dancing and leaping and praising God once we gathered in worship. Just a thought, anyway. It would be nice if people were amazed by the movement of the Spirit. It would be glorious if we lived what we say we believe, that Jesus has risen from the grave, and nothing holds us back from entering the newness of life that that resurrection has brought for us. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. What do we have? Let us pray. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.